Welcome to our daily Rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on the behaviors that steal and kill and destroy. Let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. One of the most self-destructive behaviors is overcommitment or busyness. Both sin and busyness estrange us from God, others, and ourselves, though in different ways. What do people normally answer when you ask the customary, "How are you?" Often, they'll say, "Oh, good, just busy." Pay attention, and you'll find this answer everywhere. College students are busy. Young parents are busy. Retirees are busy. CEOs are busy. So are baristas and part-time nannies. We're all busy. Now, our lives should certainly be full of doing and experiencing good things. But the problem isn't when you have a lot to do. It's having too many good things that keep us from God's things. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. There are lots of reasons that people are overcommitted or too busy. Let's take a look at just five. For many people, busyness has become a measure of worth. They think, if I'm not producing or helping, then I'm a failure. This shows up most often in conscientious, responsible people. You know, the ones everyone depends on. They tie their personal value to being indispensable to others, and for them, rest feels dangerous because usefulness has become their identity. And then there are those for whom overcommitment can spring from avoidance. They say things like, they'll be upset if I say no, or I don't want to disappoint them. They've done so much for me. And saying yes becomes easier than tolerating the tension of letting someone down. So they choose overcommitment over honesty and call it charity and quietly adopt the posture of a victim. And then there are those that become overcommitted because modern life offers endless good options for us and for our children. Now, there are good things, but we fear missing out. Or we fear that withholding any opportunity from our children will stunt their potential. And when every opportunity feels necessary, discernment becomes impossible. And good things multiply until God's things are crowded out. And then there are those who suffer from overcommitment because of a misplaced responsibility. And this strength can quietly lead you to take on too much, more than God is actually asking of you. And we begin to think, if I don't do it, it won't get done. And I can't step back right now because this depends on me. So what begins as responsibility slowly turns into self-reliance. The attempt to hold reality together by sheer effort. And finally, we can say yes to too much because we refuse our limits, believing they exist to be conquered rather than accepted, be it physical, emotional, or temporal limits. So instead of honoring them, we override them. And we do so until the body, our marriage, or our soul breaks down. And beneath all these destructive behaviors is the same lie. If I don't do this, something essential will be lost, and life will be diminished. And that belief creates urgency, pressure, and interior tightening, and the peace quietly disappears. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Why do we become overcommitted? What's at the root? I think what's at the bottom is that we don't know who we are and what our personal mission is. Because when you know who you are, then you know your personal mission, and you can confidently say no to everything else. So, who are you? You are an adopted son or daughter of God, and you don't have to do anything to create your identity or worth. And your mission is holiness. It's to become like God your Father. And that means to grow in a deep friendship with Jesus by daily meditation and by the resolution to be transformed in virtue and love. So, from my identity as a child of God flows my first mission, holiness. And from that comes my particular call, my personal call. The way I'm called uniquely to cooperate with God, to do good for others, and to make the world a better place. So, when we know who we are, we no longer need to say yes to everything and to everyone. But when our identity and our mission is unclear, then our lives become frantic as we grasp at everything, trying to forge our own identity and worth. When you know who you are, you know what to do. And when you don't, you definitely get lost. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So what's the solution? Well, we learn it at Martha's house. Jesus went to Martha's house, and he found her in a state of overcommitment. And he said to her, Martha, Martha, you are preoccupied with too many things, but only one is necessary. And that one thing was found in Mary, sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. That one thing is a deep friendship with Jesus, spending time with him, talking, listening, just being with him. That's what Catholic meditation is. That's what we're doing here in the Rosary. Because friendship with Jesus reveals our identity to us and our mission and our particular calling. If you spend time with Jesus every day, you will come to know who you are and your particular calling. But without this, you're blind. Get this one right. Make daily meditation and a resolution the priority, the one thing you do every day, no matter what. Then you will slowly, slowly see what commitments are God's will and which are not. And you will receive the strength to say yes to God's and no to the rest, and then you will be at peace. This is why Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and the one who follows me will certainly not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. As a resolution, I encourage you to set aside some time to step back and look at your life. Look at your current commitments and those of your kids. Write them down and then ask, Lord, do you want each of these for us? And be fearless in this examination. You may not get the full clear answer in this one moment, but if you ask sincerely, God will show you what he wants and does not want in time. But you'll have to choose. You'll have to choose to let go, to say no, and to say yes to his will. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What strikes you about this meditation, Teresa?
Well, I was kind of analyzing my life.
That's good.
It's the right thing to do. It's what you said. But I think I'm really convicted now that I would be less busy if I used my free time well. But I think I feel really busy because I don't go into my obligations with clarity and peace and at a good pace, well prepared, because my free time is much more disordered, where I do just want to veg out and watch things. And then you're not getting all the little tasks you need to get done at home, or you're just not really resting and your brain doesn't recuperate. So you constantly feel busy because you constantly feel exhausted.
Yep.
And that might not be true for everyone, but I definitely know that's the source of my busyness. Not that I don't have a lot to do, but I'm not even prepared or well armed to do it and to handle it, because I'm not arming myself when I'm not doing it.
Well, it seems to me, for me personally, First, we should take a good look at our lives and see where there's a real honest assessment. Is God asking all of this from me? And then figure out, what is he asking of me? Mm-hmm. And then build your rule of life, your recipe of life.
And in your free time, ask yourself, is this actually preparing me well for the things God has asked of me? Because I've noticed, especially Saturday nights, because it's a weekend, I want to stay up late and watch a movie or something, but I know I'm not going to be well prepared for Mass in the morning. And then I'm going to have a whole rush of Sunday if the things I'm doing on Saturday don't reflect the priority of Sunday.
Yeah.
Which might also sometimes mean saying no to plans on a Saturday night. So it's not exactly a thought on busyness, I guess, but no, there's a domino effect.
It's absolutely. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but a good rule of life, plan of life, recipe of life really solves it all, because it's a way to get everything you really want.
Yeah.
And it's actually the way to say no to overcommitments. So let me give you a good example. I know a lot of different religious orders, and I've become friends with them, but also partners in mission.
Mm-hmm.
So I may contact, let's say, Brother Joachim.
Mm-hmm.
I might contact Brother Joachim and say, hey, let's get together and do this. Or can you help me with this aspect of the mission? And his first response is to see how it fits into his community's rule of life. They have a structure, a plan. And what's that do? It enables them to live the way they want, say yes to what they want, and it gives them a way to say no without being personally offensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because
so it gives freedom.
You can't live a life of prayer in a life of chaos.
You can't live not only prayer, but you can't live physically healthy
in a way that's spontaneous if you can't be confident that you have time.
Exactly. This is the great, I'm very convinced that the antidote to busyness is a good rule of life. So, maybe you need to work on yours.
I think I do.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.